Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
It's been a good week so far, hasn't it?
Gross! Disgusting!
Uh-oh.
We nailed you, Connie! The greatest practical joke ever!
What happened?
I just wanted to say one thing.
Bye-bye!
I quit.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Tom, are you busy?
Oh, Connie! No, not at all. In fact, I was just about to come and find you.
Well, I wanted to see you too. I need to tell you about this last week with the middle school girls.
Oh, okay. Well, have a seat.
Well, we hiked, we had a campfire. I counseled, I cleaned, we had a campfire.
You said that.
Yeah. But there's one main thing that came out of it that I really need to tell you.
What's that?
I quit.
What? You quit?
I'm giving you my 2 weeks' notice.
Why?
Because I don't have what it takes to be a counselor.
All right, Connie. Now spill it. What is going on?
It's just that, have kids gotten meaner over the years?
You're not supposed to say things like that until you're 60. Why?
Because I was excited at the beginning of the week. I remember going to girls' camp when I was that age, and I loved it. But I don't remember being so mean.
What happened?
Well, along with the usual crew of Odyssey kids, I also had a girl named Wendy. She wasn't a very social person or well-dressed like the others, but she was a nice girl.
Get out!
Come on, Wendy!
I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this.
That's okay. I get to change partners next game.
Liz, that's enough.
Advantage, Miss Johnson and Miss Parker.
Just serve it, Wendy. Woo! I meant serve it on the table!
Game, set, and match to Miss Johnson and Miss Parker. Six love, six love.
It was 21-5, thank you. Just give me a new partner.
Liz, cut it out. We won't be playing another game.
Jill, come be my partner.
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Connie, I don't want to play anymore.
Here it comes.
Wendy, don't worry about them.
It's not them. I don't even want to be here. My dad made me come.
This is a pretty fun place if you give it a chance. Forget ping pong. Let's do something you enjoy.
I don't enjoy anything.
Come on, everyone enjoys something. Tell me, what do you like doing?
Well, I kind of like to cook.
Cooking, perfect. Right after we're done here, we'll head to the kitchen.
You get it.
Just you and me?
Sure. Tom's giving a tour of the farm, and you and I can stay behind and make something. What do you say?
Okay.
Girls, we have plenty left over if you want seconds.
Seconds of this? Nothing like kicking somebody when they're down.
Thank you, Liz. By the way, you all have a brownie on your plate. I thought you should know that Wendy here made those from scratch.
Really? You're a cook? Well, I like it.
Let's see how good you are.
Hey, these aren't bad.
Yeah, they're great.
At least something decent came out of this meal. Can we have seconds on the brownies?
You sure can.
All right!
Thanks, Connie.
No problem, Wendy. And Liz, too, with your mouth closed. What's going on in here? It's almost midnight. Why's the light on?
We're sick.
Who?
Everyone.
Oh, no, there must have been something wrong with the chicken.
Afraid not, because I didn't eat the chicken.
We already figured it out. The only thing we all ate was Wendy's death brownies.
Uh-oh.
Where'd you get the recipe, Wendy? The whole barfing network?
I'm sorry, I didn't do it on purpose.
Wait a minute. Wendy doesn't look sick.
I didn't have any brownies.
Oh.
She didn't even eat her own cooking? That should have told us something. Oh, no. Gangway!
Excuse me.
Wait, Wendy, where are you going? Liz, are you okay? I'd better call the doctor. Hey, Wendy.
Anybody have any guts left in there?
Dr. Morton's taking care of them now. They'll be fine.
No thanks to me. Even when I mind my own business, I still manage to ruin everyone's good time.
Wendy.
Come to camp for an enjoyable week of hiking, sports, and sunshine. Oh, and if Wendy's there, you'll also get your stomach pumped.
It wasn't your fault. It's mine. I should have checked the ingredients more thoroughly.
It wouldn't have mattered. Everything I do goes wrong.
That's not true. Everybody loved your brownies.
Yeah, all the way to the hospital.
No one went to the hospital. Wendy, the only way you're going to succeed at something is to stop thinking of yourself as a failure.
Failing is the only thing I'm good at.
That's only because you stopped trying. For a short time, you were their hero. You did something most of them probably couldn't have done at all. You can do it again.
Oh, sure. And why don't you throw gasoline on the campfire while you're at it?
Come on. Do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
Then let's make a batch. I'll meet you in the kitchen at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And this time, I'll make sure we have all new ingredients.
Oh, all right.
Great.
Okay, listen up. I want everyone to know that Wendy made the cookies, and this time I made sure that the ingredients were brand new, right from the package. So eat up.
No way.
Thanks, Connie, but no thanks.
Why not?
We believe in Wendy's law of reverse gravity.
Yeah, what goes down must come up.
I told you guys, the brownies weren't her fault. Now, she worked hard on these, and I want you to eat them.
They don't have to eat the cookies, Connie.
Come on, everyone. Take a bite.
All right. But the emergency room bill is coming straight to your house. Gross!
Oh, Liz, come on.
Disgusting!
I knew it.
You're just joking, Wendy.
Yeah? Did you eat one?
Fine. Wendy, what did you put in these?
I did the recipe from memory. 4 teaspoons baking soda, 8 cups flour, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 3 cups of salt,
wait a
four
minute.
Eggs.
Did you say 3 cups of salt?
Yeah, I... Oh, no. I got the salt and sugar mixed up.
Hurricane Wendy strikes again. Water! I need water!
You know, it's actually kind of funny if you think about it.
Thanks a lot, Connie.
Wendy, wait! Wendy! Oh, boy. I need some water. After the cookie fiasco, Wendy didn't talk to me the rest of the week.
Connie, you know that wasn't your fault. You gave her the right advice. It just didn't work out too well.
Well, that never happens to Whit or you.
It did when we first started. Working with young people takes practice. You can't pack it in over one bad experience.
I'm not done, Tom. My week wasn't over yet.
There's more?
Liz and Heather. That same night, they sneaked out of their cabin, and I put them on restriction the next day. It wasn't a pretty sight. But then, something unexpected happened the next night. Heather? What are you doing? We're about to have chapel. Hey, what's the matter?
This morning I mixed honey in Mary Beth's hair gel. Now she's walking around with leaves and stuff stuck to her head. She has no idea.
Officially? Don't do that again. Unofficially, it's pretty funny.
Not really. I feel bad for her. I mean, everybody's laughing behind her back. Why do I do stuff like that? I didn't used to.
No, you didn't.
When I was little, I found this grasshopper in the yard that had a broken leg. I actually took it inside and made it a splint with a toothpick.
Really?
Of course, the toothpick was longer than the rest of his legs, so he walked on a slant and his face dragged on the ground. But it was the thought that counted. I was kind then. Why not now?
Maybe the change has something to do with Liz?
Could be. I mean, she squashes bugs.
And you like trying to impress her.
I don't like it. I just do it.
Have you told her how you feel?
I could never say that to Liz.
You're afraid to tell Liz that you have a conscience and don't want to do bad things anymore?
She'd just call me a loser and slip a piece of sandpaper into my sandwich.
Actually, I think deep down Liz is really a sweet person. She just needs a friend to tell her enough's enough.
You mean me?
Look, don't let her drag you into being somebody you're not. A true friend wouldn't do that anyway.
Maybe you're right. I'll talk to her.
Good.
Okay, find your partner and head for the woods. Try not to... Liz? What are you doing? Why aren't you coming?
I'm staying here.
Hey, go on, you guys. I'll catch up to you in a bit.
Bye, buddy. Bye. Bye.
So, you still mad at me, or is there something else?
I'm not going on another nature hike. I'm sick of nature. I want to be unnatural for a while. I just want to go home to my aluminum siding house and watch TV and eat processed foods all day.
You want me to call your parents to come get you?
No, they'd make me stay.
Then what do you want?
I just want to be alone, away from losers for 1 minute. This camp is so full of losers and whiners and backstabbers.
Backstabbers?
Yeah, they ignore other people. They never consider my feelings. I'm not this awful person who wants to be bad, you know. I'm a human being, and I need friends.
Liz?
Yeah?
Do you realize that you stopped talking about the losers and started talking about yourself?
So?
So I think this is really about you, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe I'm one of the losers.
I don't think so. You just need to stop acting like a tough girl and start acting like yourself.
Easy to say, not so easy to do.
You'll never be happy if you don't feel comfortable being yourself in front of people.
That's true. I've never felt comfortable anywhere.
Then why don't you just be yourself tonight?
What do you mean?
At the campfire. I'll give everyone a chance to talk. Why don't you tell everyone what you just told me?
Maybe I will.
Good. Everybody warm enough?
Yeah!
It's been a good week so far, hasn't it?
Yeah!
I wanted to take some time tonight for us to get to know each other better. Maybe share some things we've learned or felt this week. Anyone?
Connie?
Yeah, Heather?
I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I just wanted to apologize, especially to you, Connie, for all the mean things I've done this week. I really don't like doing those things. I guess I just thought it would make Liz like me more.
Wait a minute. Heather, you were trying to impress me?
I didn't want you to think I was a loser. Too late for that, huh?
No. Heather, you shouldn't apologize. I should. It's all my fault. I'm always acting like this big, tough person. But I'm just like you are. I need a friend. I'm sorry I acted like that.
It's okay. I'm sorry I didn't consider your feelings more.
Forget it. I've been such a jerk. When you failed that geometry test last week, I acted like I didn't even care.
I forgive you, but I have to confess something, too. Remember science class when we were supposed to watch the video of the humpback whale? I was the one who switched the tapes and had them show you swimming at Trickle Lake.
That's okay. I used your nail file to scrape away old peanut butter out of my locker.
I gave Clancy Carl your phone number and told him you wanted to go mountain climbing with him.
You remember when your dad was running for city council? I'm the one that told the press that he sometimes has delusions of being Harry Truman.
What?
You know that awful country song on the radio? I'm on the self-serve island at the gas station of life. I wrote that.
What are you guys talking about?
You know how they never found out who fired the first shot of the Revolutionary War?
Hey, what's going on?
That was awesome.
How did you come up with that gas station thing?
I loved the peanut butter one.
What are you two doing?
We nailed you, Connie. The greatest practical joke ever.
We're going down in history for this one.
Practical joke? You made this up?
Sure.
How much of it?
Everything. From Heather crying by the creek to me in the cabin. You thought you were this awesome counselor.
Great prank, huh?
Yeah, hilarious. Listen, you guys enjoy the fire. I've got some work to do. I'll send Tom over.
There aren't many things worse than thinking you've made a difference and finding out you didn't.
That was a pretty dirty trick, all right. Maybe kids are getting meaner.
Which brings us to Saturday.
Oh, yes. Yes, the food fight.
You know about that?
Oh, yeah. I heard it started when you left during breakfast to check on the buses.
Look at that. Tsk, tsk. She left the room. Still trusts us after all this time. We can't let her get away with that.
What are you talking about?
Ever wanted to make a mess you knew you wouldn't have to clean up?
Liz, give her a break.
Did she give us a break this week? No, it was just like being at school.
What are you gonna do?
Hey, could I have your attention, please? Since this is the last day of camp, I just wanted to say one thing. Food fight!
Hey!
Come on, Wendy, throw something back. Otherwise, it's not a food fight, it's a food toss. Come on, you guys. Let's make one final camp memory. Heather, have a scrambled egg.
Hey, you want a biscuit and gravy in your face?
I'd love it. I'm gonna get you.
You know what? I don't want to know. The bus will be here in a few minutes. You all just go.
Connie, I know who started this.
It's okay, Wendy. I said I didn't want to know.
But do you want me to help you clean up?
No, I'll do it. You go on now and you'll miss your bus. Wait a minute. How do you know what happened?
I'll get to that in a minute. First, why didn't you want to know who started it?
I guess I was so discouraged, I really didn't care. Besides, I had a feeling it was Liz.
Well, just for the record, I called her parents. She will be punished, and she won't be coming back here next year.
I was just so stunned, I didn't know how to handle it. Or anything the entire week.
Actually, I think you did very well, even at Saturday's breakfast.
I didn't do anything at breakfast.
I know someone who would disagree. Two people, in fact.
Who?
Well, the first one is Wendy.
Wendy?
When she left you, she didn't go wait for the bus. She watched you from the window, then came and found me. She told me the whole story. How Liz started it all, how you kept your cool and cleaned up the mess. You made quite an impression on her.
I thought I ruined her life.
She knew you were just trying to help. That's more than she gets from most people, at least that's what Mrs. Zanuck says.
Who's Mrs. Zanuck?
Wendy's mother. I just got this note from her. She wanted me to thank you for... Well, here. Read it for yourself.
Please thank Connie for being such an influence on my daughter. Wendy told me that all week long another girl, Liz, tried to get to her, and yet Connie never lost her cool. Even after the food fight, Connie didn't complain or moan or groan. She just quietly did her job. The way she handled herself all week was a great lesson to Wendy. Connie showed her what Jesus was like, a true servant. Wow, but I feel like I didn't do anything.
That's the way it works sometimes. You win some, you lose some, and some you win without ever knowing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
You did a great job this week, Connie, and I'd love for you to stay with us. You will, won't you?
Will you blame me if I counsel somebody and they end up throwing themselves out a window?
It'll never happen.
Thanks.
The cabin windows are plexiglass, very strong.
I appreciate your confidence.
In the book of Acts, chapter 6 and 7, the story is told about a man named Stephen who was about to be killed because he was a follower of Jesus. Just before his death, he preached a sermon that touched the hearts of many of the people around him. And even though he didn't live to see it, he made a huge impact on one person in particular, the Apostle Paul, probably the greatest missionary in history. He never realized it, but Stephen made a huge impact on the world because he stood up for what he believed in. One of the greatest feelings in the world is knowing that God uses us to teach other people about Him. But as Connie learned, sometimes God works through us without us even knowing it. The important thing is to do what is right and work hard to be like Jesus. Do this, and others will see and understand the character of God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. You Win Some, You Lose Some was written by Marshall Younger and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And our executive producer is Al Jensen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.